NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. California's governor says the death toll from the string of relentless storms pummeling the state is now at least 14. In Felton, Maria Cucciara says she's lucky to be alive after a tree crashed on her home.
A huge branch harpooned my roof, and I live in a small studio.
Highway 101 is closed in both directions between Los Angeles and Ventura counties. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio is there.
Idling engines and the wind are all you really have on this stretch of the 101 freeway just before the city of Ventura. The heavy rains hit the hillsides, rolled into the Ventura River, and the river itself overflowed its banks, covering the center of the north and southbound 101 freeway to a depth of 2 to 3 feet, deep enough so that cars couldn't get through. Big rigs could, but they're not going through for safety's sake.
In Mexico City, President Biden says he's looking forward to talking with the president of Mexico about fighting drug cartels.
This includes strengthening our supply chains to make the hemisphere even more competitive. We're also going to discuss our shared security, including our joint action to address the plague of fentanyl, which has killed 100,000 Americans so far.
The Department of Justice is reviewing records marked classified that were found at a private office at a think tank in Washington, an office President Biden used after he left the vice presidency. The latest from CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The White House counsel's office tells us that the National Archive retrieved the documents the day after they were discovered, and they are now in a secure location. Now, the U.S. Attorney's review is nearing its completion, and then the Attorney General will decide if a criminal investigation is warranted.
The 25-year-old teacher who was shot by her 6-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia last week is improving, but she remains in the hospital. School Superintendent George Parker.
In no way do I believe that we were fully prepared for a 6-year-old student to bring a weapon to school and shoot his teacher.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is back home in New York just a week after going into cardiac arrest and being resuscitated on the field during a game in Cincinnati. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center say Damar Hamlin is on the long road to recovery.
He's up, he's walking around, he's got an amazing, genuine sense of humor.
They say his breathing tube came out Friday, which is also when he started PT.
He's certainly on what we consider a very normal to even accelerated trajectory.
Hamlin will continue his recovery at a Buffalo hospital.
Number one ranked Georgia demolished number three TCU 65-7 Monday night to become the first team to win consecutive college football playoff national championships. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food. So why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, meat meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 33. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 25. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news talk and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our good buddy Greg Pallas, the investigative journalist, author, and filmmaker. His latest film, Vigilante, Georgia's Vote Suppression Hitman. GregPallas.com is website for all the information. Greg_Pallas on Twitter. Greg, welcome back to the program. You've got a piece, your column at GregPallas.com titled The Secret History of a Riot. I found this particularly fascinating. You want to tell us the story?
Okay, it's real simple, is that the Palace investigative team led by Zach Roberts, who infiltrates right-wing groups, has been tracking the guys that planned the and instigated the January 6th riot. Ali Alexander, Nick Fuentes, and the others, and Alex Jones, too, got inside and was able to, for example, before the January 6th riot, we had Ali Alexander, who is, he created the organization Stop the Steal, very close to Donald Trump, who liked to compliment him on the, being a lookalike to Sammy Davis Jr. But he, with Nick Fuentes and Alex Jones, were holding rallies in Georgia, where we were. And Ali Alexander, for example, with Nick Fuentes, said, if you don't give us Trump, and this is a quote from one of their little gatherings, we will light this S on fire, except he didn't say S. So he was already talking about burning down government buildings if they don't give us Trump.
And when was this?
Now, this is Ali Alexander.
Now, when?
Oh, this was about 2 weeks before the January 6th riot. But I should also, there's my assistant crawling around behind me. My cat.
Oh, your cat.
Yes.
Yes, we have a few of those, too.
Yeah, so, but at any rate, so this was before, but here's the frightening thing. The frightening thing is that after Ali Alexander, joined by Nick Fuentes, Alex Jones said, we're going to basically burn down government buildings. They were hired, or Ali Alexander was hired by the National Republican Senate campaign, that's Rick Scott's outfit, Senator Rick Scott of Florida, to run a get-out-the-vote drive in Georgia. Remember, January 5 was the runoff for the U.S. Senate seats in Georgia back in 2021. So you had the January 5 runoff. Ali Alexander was in Atlanta. I have pictures of him with the GOP get out the vote people, and they're all yucking it up. This is the same guy who just weeks before had been yucking it up with a Nazi with a swastika flag behind him. Now he's yucking it up with the Republican leadership, and he was also hired by the Georgia GOP to run a get out the vote campaign for January 5. And then he took off for Washington. Obviously, we know what happened January 6.
Right.
But so the question I have, and I try to get an answer from the Republican National, from the National Republican Senate campaign and from the Georgia Party, why would you hire Ali Alexander? This is after, not before. They have no excuse. This is after he was threatening to burn down the government buildings, and he said, we will have riots. So, you know, already this was, and why, what I'm concerned with is that the January 6th committee did not look into this. And I don't know whether there was some off-limit agreement with Liz Cheney or whatever, but there was no discussion of putting these rioters on the Republican payroll.
I suppose the good news is the Republican Party finally found a black guy that they could do business with. Sorry to sound so terribly cynical.
It was cynical putting up Herschel Walker to run for the U.S.
Yeah,
Senate.
It was about as cynical, and actually
a lot of black people thought it was quite racist. He actually got fewer black votes than the white woman running against Warnock 2 years earlier.
Yeah, it was almost like, let's find black people who represent the worst caricatures of black people in the minds of racist white people and put them forward to reinforce those stereotypes. That was certainly the case with Herschel Walker. I don't know about Alexander. But, my rant today over at Hartman Report is about basically, you know, the fact that 2 years have passed and none of these people, Ali Alexander and all the rest of them, none of them have been arrested. None of them have been indicted. None of them have faced any serious consequences. I mean, the grunts, these poor, pathetic people who obsessed on Facebook and became convinced that the election had been stolen from Donald Trump by Jewish space lasers and corrupt voting machines. They showed up and they're going to prison. So the dweebs got it. They got nailed, or they're getting nailed. But the ringleaders, the conceivers, the ones who came up with the plot, the ones who participated in it, knowing full well that Trump lost the election, all of them appear to have skated for a full 2 years. Do you have any understanding? Can you share any insight with us as to why the Biden administration and the Garland Department of Justice, excuse me, would go so light, basically ignore these guys?
Well, I'm going to do two answers. One, I want to contrast it with Lula's response in Brazil to the almost twin riot that just happened in Brazil yesterday.
Steve Bannon has been promoting for weeks, by the way, on his podcast.
Yes, so there's quite a bit of difference. Now, number one, as I pointed out in my article at gregpalace.com, the history of, I should call it Hidden History of a Riot, in violation of police procedures that are in the National Police Procedure Manual and the FBI Procedures Manual, they did not seal off the Capitol. The cops and the various military forces did not do what you're supposed to do, which is to take everyone's name, get their cell phones with all their incriminating selfies and incriminating evidence. You don't normally.
There wasn't a single arrest that day, was there?
Yeah. No, there wasn't. They actually gave them a police. So you take perpetrators where you had a dead policeman and other dead people, tremendous damage, according to every police manual. In fact, I just had a stray bullet hit a window in a bar in my neighborhood here, believe it or not. And they sealed off everyone in the building, just anyone who could possibly be a witness. You get their names. You get any evidence. No one is allowed to leave. And why were they allowed to leave? This is a really important question. Like, who allowed them to leave? And I think one of the things that we're going to find out that we're very concerned about at the, when we were covering the, remember there was a demonstration also in December where you had the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Right. They were being allowed up the steps of the Capitol.
Yep.
While our guys, like our guy Zach Roberts, who actually has a congressional and White House press badge, if he stepped on the steps of the Capitol, they would arrest him right off, despite his police badges. And yet they were allowing the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, they were fist bumping with some of the cops. So one of the problems is we have an infiltration, let's be honest about it. We don't know what extent it needs to be investigated of the white supremacists and the riot sympathizers.
Oh, last week in
the forces.
Last week in New York City, you had a bunch of Proud Boys show up to trash a drag show. And the police escorted them down to the subway afterwards, after these guys, threatened and intimidated and nearly rioted. The New York City Police Department escorted them down to the subways, put one token in and held the door open for them to pass through without paying to get on the subway to go home.
This is a problem. Now, let's be very careful. We did have, as you know, we had some cops who actually gave their lives to try to save our government. But you also unquestionably had cops who were aiding and abetting and letting
I think it's the two Chris's, Greg. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Chris Wray, who was running the FBI and still is, and Chris Miller, who was running the Department of Defense.
Those two seem to be the guys who made the decision about whether to arrest anybody that day, whether to, you know, mobilize or not mobilize.
It's simple police procedure. You literally get people's names. You take their cell phones with the incriminating evidence. Why are they on a manhunt 2 years later when you had the perps in hand and the witnesses?
Right.
Now, this is very different than what Lula has done. He has said, Lula, the president, the newly re-inaugurated president of Brazil, has said, number one, I'm going to track down where the money comes from. This ain't cheap. Riots aren't free.
Yeah.
Where's the money coming
from?
And
they're rarely spontaneous.
Second, he said it was Jair Bolsonaro, the prior president, just like Trump's close buddy and self-announced imitator of Trump. He said that guy's responsible. He whipped these people up.
Well, and
he is responsible.
And Bolsonaro's son, Eduardo, went to Mar-a-Lago, hung out with Donald Trump. He was a guest on Bannon's show.
Yeah.
He had Trump autograph his Wikipedia page.
But Lula has said this guy is responsible. So you have to understand, Bolsonaro and the security chief for the capital in Brasilia have both fled to Florida. They're in Florida now.
Right. I know,
because
Bolsonaro first went to Mar-a-Lago. He was sleeping overnight at Mar-a-Lago this first night in Florida.
Well, if you're in, you'd be sympathetic to a refugee, right? I shouldn't be laughing. It's pretty serious. They remember that at night that they had a military dictatorship in Brazil up until 1985. So when Bolsonaro, what they were trying to understand what the rioters they were trying to do is trying to provoke the military into taking over the government.
Right.
So they really had a very dangerous situation. But he's looking at one that Lula is looking at arresting those involved, investigating the various police agencies that failed to do their job and why, and will hold them responsible, and looking for the sources of the funding. So he's taking a very aggressive view without trying to tear the nation apart.
Right.
You know, he's not calling for counter demonstrations or anything.
Do you think
like
he's going to find any funding sources in the United States?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with Lula before about the issue of this. You know, look, it's a resource nation. You've got
oil. You know this guy.
Yeah. And the thing is, I worked, disclosure, I worked with his labor unions for years. And there's a big concern about corporate interests of all types, international, which are in Brazil, who want a more friendly government. As one U.S. executive said, the head of Entergy said, we like it down there. It's kind of this is before when there's still the military dictatorship. We like it there. It's a benevolent dictatorship. That's how we like business run.
Right.
And that
was
the U.S.
Let's not forget, AT&T, participated in and helped organize the coup in Chile back in 1973.
Yes. So there's a big problem with money, and it goes both ways. I'm worried about Brazilian money. It's a very wealthy nation in influence in the United States, too.
Yeah, it's the largest and wealthiest nation in all of South America, and let us know.
Well, I have a very specific concern, and I hope now, as an investigative reporter, because you see that hat, as an investigative reporter, I usually don't report before I investigate, but if I were still with the Justice Department, I hope that they're looking into George Santos's mysterious $750,000 donation. Did that come from Bolsonaro's buddies?
Oh,
to his congressional campaign.
Interesting. I've got another Santos story here. One of his guys imitated Kevin McCarthy's chief of staff and raised $3 million from Republican donors. It's an amazing story. Anyhow, Greg, I got to run. Greg Palast, gregpalast.com. Thank you, Greg.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Is the GOP more dangerous than ever? Who wants Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan getting America's most sensitive secrets? And Santos's latest scam. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Louise and I are starting the new year just the way we finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. They're the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And right now, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 24 minutes past the hour. A couple of stories here I want to share with you. The first, I thought all the George Santos stuff, like last week when I shared with you that when he put up his official congressional website, paid for with your tax dollars at santos.house.gov, it said that last year, last December, before he was a member of Congress, he voted against the omnibus funding bill. I mean, he's lying on his official website. So now we discover that Kevin McCarthy's chief of staff, he's a guy by the name of Don Meyer, and he's McCarthy's right-hand man, that Santos has a staff named Sam Miley. And Sam Miley was calling rich Republicans saying that he was Dan Meyer. He was Kevin McCarthy's chief of staff, and he was calling on behalf of the Santos campaign to raise money for George Santos, our great Republican, you know, the neurosurgeon, the MIT graduate, the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize. We are trying to raise money for this guy to become a member of the U.S. House of Representatives. And they raised $3 million. A GOP political strategist said, "We were duped." You think? Amazing. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene, in all probability, is going to be a member of a new committee. This is based on a resolution out of the House Republicans to, quote, grant Mr. Jordan's panel the power to receive the same highly classified information that intelligence agencies make available to their oversight committee, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. That quote is from the New York Times, Charlie Savage. And Luke Broadwater. In other words, there are these committees, like the Intelligence Committee and the Defense Committee, that have oversight over the intelligence agencies, and because of that, all of their members have the highest top secret clearance that you can get in the government, because they have access to the most sensitive secrets. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not appropriately one of those people. But in exchange for her vote, apparently, and her support, and Donald Trump, you know, working with her, apparently, Kevin McCarthy has cut a deal where she will be on one of these committees that will have access to these top secret information about our spies in Russia, about our spies in Saudi Arabia, about the way that we gather intel. All of this stuff is going to go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I'm concerned that she's going to give it to Donald Trump, and he's going to monetize it. He's going to figure out a way to get another $1 billion out of the Saudis. This is not good.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Scott Perry might be another one. He was the guy who was advocating martial law on January 6th.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts.
Pride.
Left corner three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Whoa! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah. That's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 33. Southerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 25. Daytime highs approaching 36. Tomorrow, overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
Tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal, and Many are mass-produced dry dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and healthy fats your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster. It's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle them on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. These toppers have helped our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And by the way, I gotta tell you, whenever we put these on our dog's food, on the food bowls, the cats come out. They are, oh boy, look at this. Dynavite is so confident that your pet, by the way, they sell products for cats too. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase. So you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. 35 minutes past the hour. Well, the Jim Jordan show is about to fire up. They're creating this special judiciary subcommittee. Now, Jim Jordan will be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee this year. And so this will be a subcommittee under his purview to evaluate and examine weaponization of the federal government. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means efforts to stop Republicans from breaking laws or to punish or hold accountable Republicans who in the past have broken laws. According to Representative Chip Roy, Laura Clausen writing over at Daily Kos, according to Representative Chip Roy, Kevin McCarthy has promised that such a committee would at least get as much funding as the special committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. On Fox News last Friday, Chip Roy made clear that the plan, again quoting Laura Clausen here, was simply to harass the Biden administration with everything House Republicans can muster. He said, quote, we've got more resources, more specificity, more power to go after this recalcitrant Biden administration. That's really important. You'll recall back just before Election Day, Jim Jordan released a stunt report trying to get headlines, alleging that the FBI had, quote, spied on President Trump's campaign and ridiculed conservative Americans, and that the, quote, rot within the FBI festers in and proceeds from Washington. Right. The perfect setup for an impartial committee, right? The FBI did seize Scott Perry's cell phone. He was the guy who was telling Trump that we need to start telling Mark Meadows we need to have a martial law. The president needs to bring out the troops, bring out the military. Now, whether Perry is going to be on this committee that is investigating the FBI or not, we don't know, but it's getting very, very weird. Louise and I have been watching this Netflix show called The Recruit. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen that show? Oh, it's a hoot. It is an absolute hoot. It's about this young guy fresh out of law school who gets a job as a lawyer with the CIA and suddenly discovers that the other lawyers of the CIA are trying to screw him to advance themselves politically, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it ends up being like there is this senator who is kind of like Scott Perry, who is a congressman, not a senator, but, you know, kind of like Scott Perry, who's got stuff to hide and is not happy with the CIA. And they're coming at, and he's coming after this kid. And it's just a wild story. It's just a, you know, it's good, dumb fun. But it just completely reminds me of that. Anyhow, picking up your phone calls, Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's on your mind today?
Hey, everything is wonderful out here in Southern California. It looks like we're going to get a little bit more rain, but that's okay. Hey, Tom, you know that political theater that took place last week with McCarthy? Now, mm-hmm. What that was all about, this is what was revealed to me spiritually, of course. The MAGA maggots, they're looking for protection from that special counsel, and they believe that these committee assignments will give them some buffer, will give them a little bit of oversight of the evidence against them. And that's what they think is going to happen. And what I'm looking for is that Mr. Jordan, who really should get an Emmy, Oscar, whatever they're giving out for political he should get some kind of recognition because he's really a good fart. When he gets his committee hearings going, I want to see what happens when people start defying his subpoenas. Is he going to get the sergeant of arms on them? What is called that inherent contempt? We talked about that last year.
It'll be interesting.
That's
It'll be interesting.
It's going to be real.
And you know that in that TV show, the Netflix show, the recruit that I was just telling y'all about. In that show, this one particular senator is concerned that the CIA is checking him out, and so he subpoenas this kid who's the star of the show to testify before his committee, and he's going to force him to reveal, you know, top secret information and what he's been up to. And so the kid has got to figure out how to use the political system in D.C. to shut down the senator. And it's fascinating. And I don't think anything is going to work out like that. I mean, this is kind of West Wing stuff, but it's going to be a wild ride, Morris. It's going to be a wild ride.
Well, here's what they're going to try to do. Because you know darn well these committees don't have no teeth. The January 6th committee showed us that, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay? Here's what they're trying to do. They're trying to compete for the narrative. Because the narrative is going to have a stench to it for the next a few months with your boy Jack Smith doing what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And if you really want to, and don't forget, we said this before, Donald Trump having those top secret documents, that still remains a game changer. Okay? If you really want to make America first again, to us, all of us, Tom, and to the world, let Mr. Smith walk into Congress and start arresting MAGA maggots.
I'm with
then
you.
People will have faith in government again.
Yep.
And thank you for this platform, Tom.
Okay, thank you, Morris. Thank you so much for your ongoing contributions to this program. You offer some of the most insightful rants of anybody. Bruce in Sarasota. Hey, Bruce, thanks for listening to WSLR. What's up?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. In a lot of the discussions on Ukraine, there does appear to be an elephant in the room that no one talks about. And I guess it was either Eisenhower or Truman talked about the military-industrial complex. If we look at U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, give billions of dollars to Israel, give billions of dollars to Egypt in military aid, Saudi Arabia, our policy towards Taiwan is billions of dollars in military aid, and in Ukraine, billions of dollars in aid, and this is hugely profitable for the military-industrial complex. And to think that this doesn't have any impact on our approach to the current war in Ukraine, Noam Chomsky constantly is preaching, we need to negotiate. The U.S. has the power to force compromise and end this war, and not keep giving profits to the military-industrial complex. And this is an elephant in the room that I've never heard you discuss.
Yeah, this is a great example, Bruce, of the way that the tankies are in the tank for Putin. And I include Noam Chomsky in that, by the way. A lot of Americans are seriously pissed off about the military-industrial complex basically, you know, robbing and raping us for half a century, or longer since Eisenhower pointed it out. So they're using that appropriate outrage to say, how dare we continue sending money to Ukraine and weaponry that's profitable to these companies to Ukraine, which is exactly what Putin wants them to say. It's what Putin wants you to say,
Bruce.
What is
your position on negotiation?
I beg your pardon?
What is your opinion on negotiation? Is war and more blood, are we going to evolve as a species, or are we just going to keep fueling these wars with weapons? Negotiation, every side has to compromise.
Let me ask you a question, Bruce. If Mexico had attacked the United States and they had taken Texas and half of Arizona and a third of New Mexico, at what point would you start calling for negotiations? When they've been expelled or when they're moving in on Missouri?
Negotiation needs to happen all the time to try to end war. War is not
Oh, come on, Bruce. Are you so naive? You don't think these people are talking to each other? Enough of the tankies. I have no tolerance. I'm sorry for these Putin apologists. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just want to tell you right off the bat, Tom, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. What's up?
Okay, I am not a Putin apologist.
I know you're not.
I do believe in diplomacy. I do believe in diplomacy all the way. That's what democracy around the world is about. We're not spreading enough of it. It's just not coming fast enough from the populace of this country, from the roots up. And that's where it's got to come from. And thank you, Morris, by the way. I'd like to thank a few other people. The caller from Alabama, she's wonderful.
Yeah, Norma.
I think she has a perspective. Yeah, she's got perspective. People ought to pay attention to what's going on in this country down at the grassroots level. Small farms, small businesses, communities, neighborhoods. If we really love our children, if we really have family values, we're not going to support the Pentagon running our country, number one, or corporations. And as far as the exact reason I called up, I'll just get right to it and leave you with it. I'm asking the question of a lot of people I know, if they want to listen, who, if not the Justice Department, is going to go after these Floridians and these corrupt politicians? Who, if not the Justice Department? They were waiting way too long.
Well, there's no state authorities who can do it, Bob. Maybe you've got some local DAs who could do something, but I doubt it, frankly. And DeSantis fires anybody. You'll recall he fired that one prosecuting attorney, district attorney, who said that he would not enforce the Don't Say Gay bill or one of his bizarre laws. I forget which one. And so it would have to be federal power. It would have to be federal authority, and that would be the Department of Justice. So, you know, in answer to your question, it's going to take the GOP. Bob, yeah, thanks for the call, and thanks for your kind words. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, happy Monday.
Yes, Tom, happy Monday. Real quick, when Ali Alexander, he was given immunity sometime maybe back in the January 6th committee, along with Cash. I brought it up a few months back, but it came back around full circle, as you mentioned his name today. And my argument back then was, why were we given immunity away, you know, so easy, like it was free parking at a concert or something, free tickets backstage.
Right.
Because he was given immunity, Cash Patel immunity, as well as the fake electorates in Georgia, which were caught on camera walking into one of the ballot counting, I guess, federal buildings or something.
Right. I think you could argue that the fake electors, at least most of them, believed that what they were doing was at least not illegal, not openly illegal or treasonous, that you know, it's okay to have disputes, and there's always been people, you know, standing up and opposing the certification of the president, all that kind of stuff. You know, some of them were just, you know, dumb enough to get dragged into the thing. But, you know, with the other, you know, Ali Alexander, I frankly don't know why he was given immunity or what the outcome of that is. I'm not sure anybody does. I don't know that it's in the January 6th report. I haven't read, you know, I've read pieces of it, but the whole thing, particularly with all the transcripts, has turned into, you know, it's going to be three telephone books. I don't know the answer, Malcolm, but it's a damn good question. Thank you for calling and raising it. I'm sorry I don't have an easy response for you. We'll be right back. It's 47 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Hey, Prince Harry's book is coming out. Does anybody care? I don't know. I'm scratching my head on this one. Anyway, back with your calls. And
hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Cruising is one of my and Louise's absolute favorite ways to take a vacation. Your hotel goes with you. You get the very best food. You get all these sights, and you only have to pack and unpack once. Are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to a quaint seaside village and historic harbors of New England? Well, let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. Aboard their new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the granite mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and not to mention delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 53 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Carl in Chicago. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I have a question that I can't figure out. Is when the mob broke into the Capitol building, you know this, and when they got into the inner chambers of the Capitol, only one person that broke into the window was coming through the window. That was a woman. She got shot, and she died afterwards.
Ashley Babbitt.
And nobody else in the Capitol Police protecting the inner workings of the Capitol opened fire to shoot these people that were trying to get into the inner part of Congress, which is the heart of our government.
Right.
And instead, they choose to evacuate and cut and run just in time. And I can't figure out why they didn't open fire and shoot these people, and it might have turned them back if enough of them would have figured that they're going to get shot if they keep going. And I don't understand what happened there.
I think it's fairly straightforward, Carl. You had a couple of hundred, I think there was, 350, 400, something like that, Capitol Police officers on duty that day out of the, roughly 600. I'm doing this from memory, so my numbers may be very off, so don't take it to the bank. But, you had just a few hundred Capitol Police officers, I know that. And you had over 10,000 rioters. So, if these people were listening to the intelligence that was being gathered by the folks outside, they knew by this point, because it was known by 9 o'clock in the morning, that hundreds of those rioters were armed. They were carrying everything from AR-15s to handguns, to knives, to bear spray, to spears. And so I'm guessing that the calculus that they were doing in their heads, I certainly would have if I was one of those police officers, was if we start a shooting war here, we are going to all die. And so let's just try to, keep it down. Let's try to.
Well, then the other side of the question is, why did the one guy shoot?
Well, that's a good question. You'd have to ask him, and he's certainly gotten a lot of. I mean, he.
Can I ask another question, Tom, real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
I hope that Biden, in defending pulling out of Afghanistan, brings up the fact that we were spending $300 million a day in Afghanistan, and we lost something like 2,500 soldiers in the 20 years that we were in Afghanistan. And that was more than enough justification to pull out of Afghanistan. We spent trillions of dollars, 2,500 lives lost, and basically we didn't accomplish anything. And if that's not a good excuse to withdraw from Afghanistan, I don't know what is.
I think even more important, and it'll be interesting to see if this point gets made when these committee hearings start, was the fact that in the months leading up to the election, Donald Trump shut down 9 out of the 10 U.S. Air Force bases in Afghanistan. All of them.
I hope he says that. I hope he brings it out. For some reason, they don't seem to talk about it.
Yeah, all of those Air Force bases could have been used to evacuate personnel, to evacuate Afghans who had worked with us. They could have been used to make an orderly exit out of the country. They could have been used to airlift equipment out. But Donald Trump shut them down capriciously. I mean, this was just it was basically a command from the top. And it was not the idea of the Pentagon. The Pentagon thought this was an obscene idea, a stupid idea. But Donald Trump was like, no, I committed as a campaign promise that I was going to get us out of Afghanistan. So, and they shut down 9 of the only Air Force base left was the one that, everybody left from ultimately at the very end. And I'm not sure what the name of that is. I don't know if that was Bagram or another one. But they only had one left. And that was because of Trump. So, Carl, thanks for the call. We'll continue the program. Is the GOP more dangerous than ever? Oh, Alex Lawson is going to drop by. Social Security, Medicare.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574.
I'm Nyheim Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.